We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Time to go Camp Chronicles, checking in with the Cleveland Browns. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett, Ken Carmen, CBS Sports Radio, and Cleveland Browns Radio Network, at Ken Carmen on Twitter. And Ken, probably perhaps the most talked about team this offseason around the league than the Cleveland Browns, with the addition of OBJ. Obviously Jarvis Landry was there, but Freddie Kitchens being named the head coach. And I'm sure it's been fun to watch this maturation so far.
Oh, it's been a blast. Hell, I used to watch I used to watch Pat Shurmur and Jake Delhomme and all that other stuff. And nothing against Jake, but obviously it's a much different animal than Baker Mayfield and OBJ. And Freddie Kitchens keeps it fun. And I've been there for the losing, and I'm hoping that they're going to be able to do some winning, because I've never been able to have as much fun as what we had last year, at least covering the football team.
Ken, you know, one of the things that I talk about here on this show is the Who Dat Nation Saints fans can relate to the Browns fans. Right, in a lot of ways. Oh, yeah. I mean, long-suffering.
Blue-collar,
dedicated, loyal. They're going to show up no matter what. And Bobby and I were just talking about this before we brought you on. Like, we're rooting for the Browns to have a good year just because that fan base certainly deserves it.
They've been through hell. I mean, they've absolutely been through hell. You know, going back to when Art Modell moved the team and then just the subsequent mess that happened. I mean, if God forbid that it happened, but if Al Lerner were to live, they probably would have been a lot better than what they ended up being. And then through the change in ownership, and, you know, new owners got to learn their way. And, boy, Jimmy Haslam's had to learn his way with this football team. They've had the best of intentions. They really have. They've just been, you know, you trust sometimes, you trust the wrong people, and you put the wrong people in charge. And the fans have had to be the ones who suffered for that. And the Browns ownership and the Browns have had to go to the fans with their hat in their hand, or their hat in their hands a lot of times, begging for forgiveness. And it finally seems that they got this right with Baker Mayfield and John Dorsey leading the way. So, you know, there's people who have a nervous energy because we've been excited about a couple seasons before and it's gone right to hell. But a lot of people are pretty excited about this, and hopefully that finally that their ship has come in.
Now, you know, Ken, I guess you want the Browns, considering the expectations, you want them on early in the season. And hopefully you got those flex games in December. They might have an opportunity to still be America's darling, considering we all love a team that's going to respond and rebound, considering where they're at. But I'm looking at the Browns having played a Sunday night football game since 2008. Then they hosted the Rams on Sunday night, the third week of the season, and played three more primetime games this season. To me, they can't be overwhelmed by the attention if they're truly going to be contenders. What is your take? To me, they got the swagger to handle that pressure. Where are you at with that?
Well, a lot of people have been, you know, a lot of radio show hosts have been looking at this and going, well, Baker likes to talk, and that means they're arrogant, and that means that they're brash, right, and they're about to get a real comeuppance up here. I think it's been different in camp. I think Baker Mayfield has a very heavy hand and discipline on the football team. They're still real young. So a guy who's as young as Baker Mayfield, he's able to kind of take the reins, and there's not many old rookies at all who can really tell him how things are and maybe change the way things are, maybe not listen to him. They are a very young football team, and that means that he's able to take those guys, and he cusses them up one side and down the other if they do something stupid. If they commit a penalty, if they do something as far as a celebration and he thinks it's going to get in the way of them winning, I have seen him with Rashard Higgins. I've seen him with a couple other wide receivers. He is not afraid to grab a face mask and tell them what's what. And I think he does a lot of that for Freddie Kitchens because you guys know this. You're going to have leadership. It's got to come from on the field. It can't come from the sidelines. And that's the way so many Browns teams have had to try to do it in the past because they haven't had the players. Now you actually have a player that can back up some of that talk.
Now,
it's great if it's your quarterback, too.
Yeah, you need that quarterback to do that. Now, Ken, looking at the offensive defensive side, I mean, what is your take? I mean, to me, from the get-go with Myles Garrett, you know, when you look at where he's at right now, I mean, the team just needs to win. and he's already acknowledged, but he'll be acknowledged at a different level, that being Myles Garrett. And then I look at Nick Chubb. I mean, I know if you're averaging 4.5 yards a carry, and he was at 5.2, then that's at a very high level. So it seems like the likes of Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett, that's about as good as it gets in NFL.
You know what? I got along real well with Carlos Hyde, but Carlos Hyde was wasting carries for him. I hate to say it. At the beginning of the year last year, Nick Chubb definitely should have been the feature back and ended up being the feature back, and he would have been well over 1,000 yards had it not been for some of those wasted carries. Again, I hate to say that because I don't mind Carlos whatsoever. But when it comes to the defense of Myles Garrett, see, this is what's going to be interesting about it, because a couple years ago, Greg Williams, and he's still doing it with the Jets, but he played Jabril Peppers, their starting safety, their first-round safety is now with the Giants. He played him at times, and a lot of times, 30 yards back, because he didn't have the athletes and he didn't want to get beat over the top. And they had no depth. So once a guy got hurt, they were getting guys off practice squads. They were torn down to the studs. And now it seems that they might have, in just 2 years, have some guys who could play. Now, I don't want to sell a bill of goods just yet. That needs to be put into practice. We've been excited about defenses in the past. But if you have a guy like Denzel Ward who plays well, and if Greedy Williams can play up to the level that he's shown already in camp, he's had a fabulous camp, Greedy Williams has. They could be a real deal defense. Offensively, it looks like they have the stuff for what it takes, and they'll be able to gel quickly. But it's going to be that defense that needs to come together and, of course, keeping guys upright and all right. I'm most worried about the linebacker core. I think it's a little bit thin, and I think that even though Christian Kirksey's done his best and so has Joe Schobert, those are still holdovers from a different time, and those guys might be seeing their last year, and it could end up being a bit of a liability because they haven't necessarily been up to snuff with some of the linebacker cores that you see in the AFC North.
Cam Chronicles with the Cleveland Browns. Ken Carman is our guest. He's the host of CBS Sports Radio and Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Great story that some people may not be aware of. You can tell it, though. Damon Sheehy Giuseppe. What a great story this guy has.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, he at one point he was sleeping in a grass field. At another point he was walking around. If a guy came up to my backyard asking for some hot dogs and a hamburger, depending on the time of day, we might have a real problem on my property. And this is a guy who had to do that. He had to go to random cookouts and kind of basically beg for food and say what he was doing. And I'm not going to believe a guy who comes up to my backyard and says that he can run 4.3 speed, and somehow he was able to do it. And finding a way to just patch it all together and put a lifestyle.
Sounds like we lost Ken Carman. That's a great story. Damon Sheehy Giuseppe, homeless, talked his way into a tryout, an open tryout with the Browns, and is now returning punts for him, returned it for a touchdown against the Washington Redskins, and is making a spot for himself potentially on the roster.
Well, you know, it kind of sounds like that story, you know, wherever you come from, like the Beer Man.
Yeah. He's their version of the Beer Man. Yeah,
here with the Saints, you look, come on, I think somewhat a version of Deontay Harris, considering he went to Assumption, and if he's the all-time leading punt and kick returner, I mean, you have to acknowledge that. Listen, a lot of times you got a lot of skilled players that are on the streets. They need an opportunity, and obviously they got to take advantage of that if they're given that.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.